Art with Heart, presented by TD Bank Group, is the 26th annual auction of contemporary Canadian art in support of innovative HIV/AIDS care at Casey House. It's taking place at the Art Gallery of Ontario this Tuesday at 6 p.m. And with us to talk about it are Stephen Baum and Laura Daw, who are both on the curatorial committee. Laura is also the co-chair and contributing artist. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what does it take to be on the curatorial committee?
Yeah. Who do I got to talk to?
Come on. Fess up.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
All right, co-chair.
What does it take?
I think we all have different stories about how we ended up on the committee. I'm on the committee more as a collector, the committee represents collectors, gallerists, and artists. Mm-hmm. So it's very diverse. Great. And I really started by going to the event and supporting it and then sort of meeting the people who were involved. And then I was asked to join the committee. And Laura's story is probably different than mine.
I should fess up. I'm not a co-chair. Although, Jen, if you're listening,
this
document is lying?
I'm interested. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying it's not true yet. I'm an artist, though. So I got on the committee because I had donated work in the past. Right. And I'm just extremely talented. So,
Wow-wee. I love it. The interview's done.
Thanks for coming in.
You heard it here.
From a reliable source, obviously. Only one.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And this is the 26th annual auction. That's incredible.
I remember the first one.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's how long I've been.
That's amazing.
Kicking around this place. Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't always been at the Art Gallery, or has it?
It's moved. When I first started going, it was at College Park at the Carley.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
The Art Gallery, though, was a great venue because it's a great place to look at art and think about art.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How many pieces are there in this year's auction?
76. We've got 26 on the silent auction, which you can actually bid on now, which is very exciting. And we've got 50 in the live auction. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you come up with a number of 76? Is that a number, we have to have this many pieces, or is it just work out that way?
I think we have a target. I mean, if we went over one or whatever on either the live or the silent, I don't think anybody would fire us. The idea is to have an auction, I think, that has a time frame that's suitable for an event.
Right.
And then also to have a variety of pieces at different price points and for, different opportunities for people to acquire them, whether you attend, whether you bid online, whether you get sophisticated and put in an absentee bid or bid by phone. So you don't actually have to be there to buy the art.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, eh?
Yeah.
So there are free public previews. So let's talk about those.
Yeah.
On October 3rd and 4th from 12 to 5 at Waddington's at 275 King Street East. Now, will you guys be there or how does that work?
I won't be there. I'll be there on the Thursday evening. I don't know if that's a public one, but Stephen Ranger will be there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
our
auctioneer and a genius. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think there probably are people there, staffing the preview.
Right.
The preview is cool, especially if you've been on the committee because we looked at over 1,000 images to choose these.
Sure.
And you're seeing them on a screen. They're all kind of the same size. And then you get to see them in real life and you already love them. And then you're like, oh, God, they're so much more beautiful than I ever knew.
Yeah, there's always
especially yours, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one. So
there's always an element of surprise about certain pieces that you had preconceptions of and then you actually see. Now, somebody on the committee has gone and seen almost all of them.
Yeah.
We fan out across the country and visit all of the galleries. And actually look at the pieces physically and then come back as a group and sort of advocate for our favorites.
That's fantastic.
It's like 12 Angry Men, but it's like 12 thoughtful people.
That must be tough, though. I mean, if you have 12 people to pick, there must be some heated exchanges going on.
There's some moments. I've heard that in the past there was like a walkout. Like there's
really?
Which I love.
John,
you want?
Oh, yeah.
It's
you
nice
want that,
that
passion.
People are invested. We're like, we all come from, as Stephen said, very different backgrounds with art, which is great, I think that's why our auction is so successful, is we represent so many different taste levels.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I might have very, very different tastes from the person sitting next to me.
Sure.
And so it's like having a personal shopper for if you're looking into art and you're like, wow, there's 2,500 galleries in the city. I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
This is wonderful because we did a lot of work for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is sadly, I wish it wasn't the case. I mean, a fundraiser in support of the HIV/AIDS care at Casey House. How much money is being looked at to be raised this year?
Almost $700,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what are the odds?
I think they're very good. Last year we succeeded in meeting our target, and hopefully this year we will as well. And it's important because it, you know, obviously provides additional care for the patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
And what is it, now Casey House has just evolved unbelievably well because of these things. And what do you hope is going to happen at Casey House with this money that you raise?
The care at Casey House is like extremely innovative in the sense that they work in like a harm reduction method and in a whole very holistic. Mm-hmm. So obviously, yes, having HIV/AIDS is physically just like very hard, but also emotionally it's very hard in your community, depending on what community you come from. Mm-hmm. There might be a lot of like very serious social stigmas. There can be other issues that are like it doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Right.
And so Casey House provides like everything from massage to people who may not have had physical touch even in a really long time, like things that you don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was thinking on the way over, I was taking the subway to a curatorial committee meeting once, and I ran into another member of the committee. Mm-hmm. We were like gabbing away about the artwork, and this man was sitting next to us, and before he went to get off the subway, he was like, "Do you work at Casey House?" And we were like, "No, we volunteer there. We're on this curatorial committee." And he just went, "Thank you so much."
Wow.
And exited. And it was just...
That hits you.
It was so powerful. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky we're in there looking at artwork, and it's easy to forget how truly important this cause is. Mm-hmm. These people need help. They need one another. They need a place to go and feel accepted
and not so alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we've built a beautiful, beautiful, like, it's built for this purpose.
Right.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So, and that's with money that is raised through the sale of, like, gorgeous artwork.
Mm-hmm. Right. Speaking of raising money, I mean, you two are on the committee. You've seen all the artworks. Give us what are your favorites? I mean, give us a little pointers of what we should be bidding on.
I think there's something for every price point.
Yeah.
Laura's is obviously one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. It's not obvious, and it's great to hear.
But, you know, it really depends where you are as a collector and what you like. I think the whole idea is there's really something for everyone. There's very avant-garde stuff that some people might find difficult to hang in their homes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of other things that are certainly much more accessible.
I should say.
I do have some favorites that I want to bid on, but I don't want to say.
Oh, wow.
You don't want everybody else to bid on it.
I was just making sure I had the name right. So on my walk over here, I was passing a condo with like this, you know, they do the art on the hoardings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, my God, this art is insanely good. Like, it is so beautiful. And I was thinking, I've got to memorize this name. We need to reach out to this person to get them in the auction. Sat here, started looking through, and was like, oh my God, they're in the auction.
Boom. There you go.
Kellen Hatanaka has this beautiful The Japanese Arrangement, which I loved and argued for the whole time. And I found out when I was in the lobby, they won a Governor General's for illustrating a kid's book.
So that's fabulous.
Awesome. I was like, personally validated because I thought I had good taste.
But now you know.
Other people agree with you.
Yeah, always feels good. That's a good one. Obviously, Kim Dorland's got to work on paper. That's going to be a hit. Mm-hmm. There's an early Kent Monkman that's a preliminary drawing for something. It's gorgeous. Yep. It shows you what an incredible draftsperson they are.
Well, so we can see that there's some absolutely extraordinary art that's going to be up for auction, and people are going to get a chance to have this in their homes or wherever.
And they can go to the website now and look at it. And there are also just a few tickets available. It usually, in fact, I think historically always sells out, but I think there's still a few tickets available for next week.
Yeah, I think there's like 20-something tickets. It's an incredibly fun event, I have to say.
Great. So I want to thank you both for coming in this
morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for your support.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Stephen Baum and Laura Daw about Art with Heart. This is the 26th annual auction of contemporary Canadian art in support of innovative HIV/AIDS care at Casey House. For tickets, go to artwithheart.ca. It's happening this Tuesday, October the 8th at 6 p.m.
And you can also see the entire collection
online. Absolutely.